So let's laugh together at this woman's idiocracy, her idiocy, her moronic decisions. Woman instantly regrets divorcing her husband. We'll see.
So, can I be honest? I miss being married. I have come up with a list of the top five things that I miss about being married.
I am not okay.
This is interesting to me. So I thought women, they like have these very vivid imaginations, right? They're really good at imagining stuff. They're so solipsistic to begin with. They seem to universally believe that if they think something enough, it'll come true in objective reality, so magical thinking. And yet they can't use their imaginations to imagine what it'll be like being divorced. I guess there's a level of logic, reason, and critical thinking that also has to exist to come to a certain conclusion that then leads to an imagining. And since they're more emotional-based beings, yeah, so got it.
Things I miss about being married. First one, companionship.
Get a dog.
Can't tell you how much I miss having a friend.
So she's gonna have a bunch of dogs. She's gonna get a dog or be one of those weird bird ladies. You see those bird ladies? They're all over Instagram. They got the white cockatoos and all that. Like the birds that are a real pain in the butt. They're like more of a pain to take care of than a baby would be. But they'd prefer to put their energy into a non-human bird than a person. I don't know why. So I see her as being one of these crazy bird ladies that drinks a lot of wine. That seems to be the universal aspect, the wine.
Someone that is always there for me, a friend that has my back when I'm feeling like no one does.
I wonder if she had his back. When you were married, did you have his back? Or was it all going one way? I don't get the feeling this broad had his back.
I am not okay.
Oh, here we are, the no makeup.
Thanks.
Ooh, that was hideous. Let's go back. She looks horrible. Wow, that's not good. This kind of looks like a gorilla. There's not enough of that.
Things I miss about being married. Accountability slash
Oh, let's fast
encouragement.
forward. No. Go back.
No one does.
Yikes. I'm getting some lag here with my mouse. Because this computer and this connection isn't so good. But anyway, she looks horrible there. So, you look like this. I don't think you should be getting divorced. I think if you look like this, you're lucky you found a husband to begin with. Oh, wow. Yee. That's crazy. Not good.
Things I miss about being married. Accountability slash encouragement.
Okay, this is a pick me. Is this a pick me video? Is she just trying to advertise herself to find a new man? Is that what this is? I miss being accountable. Bitch, please. When did your husband hold you accountable? Come on.
I mean, I have friends
Probably why you left. He tried to hold you accountable.
that check in on me, but as far as like if I set a goal, if I have my spouse, I feel like they would keep me accountable and
You feel like? But did he? No. Why not? Because you didn't let him. Yeah, don't listen to what people say, folks. Listen to what, look at what they do. Oh, yeah?
one task. And then encouragement whenever I feel really down. Instead of having to call somebody to get them to check on me, a spouse is there and is there to encourage you. So it sucks to have to call somebody to encourage me.
So it's all about her and helping her. So he's there to be your, I don't know, he's just there to have, what are you doing for him? I don't get it. Well, of course, she's a modern woman. You got to do everything for her and she does nothing for you, right?
Like, they're not gonna judge you. Like, they're not gonna hold it against you.
Don't know what she's talking about. Why would a mate not judge you? Everybody judges everybody else. That's how we come to conclusions, you dummy.
Miss that.
Welcome back, family. Today we are going to review yet another 38-year-old modern woman who decided to leave her marriage.
This chick is 38? Oh my God! Wow. The hell you been doing, honey? You look like you're 48. Yikes.
Marriage, thinking that Chad would commit to her. As usual, it didn't take long for her to start realizing how much she played herself. And now all she talks about is how much she misses being married. Mm-hmm. Let's check out the first clip of her confessing about how much she misses being married.
New series.
New series? We've got somebody that's chronically on TikTok here, which is probably why her marriage ended. Guys, if you want your marriage to last, you need to set some ground rules right from the start. One of them being, don't let your wife, your woman, go on TikTok. It's cancer. It's cancer for the brain. It's cancer for the soul. In addition to giving your TikTok brain, where you can't seem to focus on anything with more than 10 seconds, it's a lot of bad messaging there. A lot of evil, incorrect, soul-destroying, relationship-demolishing narratives. And women, especially, seem to get hooked on the ready attention and validation that you get from the brain candy rot that is TikTok. So keep them off social media, but especially no TikTok. In fact, put that in some kind of, contract. Yeah. Of course, hey, how well are those enforced, right, these days, especially when it comes to women? Yeah.
Things I miss about being married. I wrote down the top five. First one, companionship. I can't tell you how much I miss having a friend.
Get a dog. Become one of those crazy bird ladies with the those crazy parrots that live 100 years and go nuts and are more difficult to take care of than a baby.
One that is always there for me.
Than a human baby, anyway. I don't get that. Why would you get a bird? That's more trouble. An animal that's more trouble than a human baby would be. It makes no sense. You pour all that time and money and effort into a bird. It's going to live 100 years. and it makes a mess. And it's more trouble than a human child. Why not just have a human child?
Someone that wants to do things with me. A friend that...
Husband's not a friend. A husband is a husband. A friend is a friend. This is another problem. This is how you know she got with the dude and she's looking for a dude who's going to just provide and be a beta simp. Okay? Beta bucks deluxe. She's just looking for a friend and she'll occasionally dish out some cheesecake to this guy that is, she's 38 years old, so it's starting to get pretty rotten. Cheesecake's a little off. And your husband is not your friend, okay? Husband's a husband.
Has my back when I'm feeling like no one does. I miss having someone to tell secrets to. I think that it's different with a spouse than regular friendships.
Spouses are not friendships. That's your problem. It's a categorization error. A spouse, a husband, a wife is not a friend. It's a wife. It's a husband. Why do you keep using friends? See, this is another problem. You're trying to conflate two totally, completely different, separate categories that are not the same thing, and you're trying to make them the same. These things are objectively different. You can't treat your husband like he's your friend. He's not your friend. It's mistake number one, dummy.
Like they're not going to judge you. Like they're not going to hold it against you.
Mistake number two. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You make mistakes. You should be judged. You should be held accountable. If a man is not holding you to account as a woman when you screw up, he's a big, giant, wuss, simp, blue pill, beta male, which is probably why you're with him. You got too old. You had too many Chads. You got off a widow, and now you can't find the dude you want. You're figuring out that all these hot Chads you got with, well, they just got with you to bang and clang, and they weren't interested in wifing you up. So now you're too old to even find one of them, which you maybe could have done at 22, but not at 35. So you got with some blue pill, beta male simp. And of course, that's all you can get now. And you regret leave it in the blue pill beta male suit that you left because you thought you could get rid of Chad. But nobody told you that Chad don't want you unless he's having a slow night. And even then, at 38, he might just decide to go home and eat a can of tuna over the sink over you.
I miss that.
Oh, now she misses the companionship of her ex-husband after she decided to destroy her own family. This is the consequences of making permanent decisions based on temporary feelings. She took her ex-husband for granted when he was around, listening to all her stories and problems. Now, before we watch the second clip of this woman admitting how much she misses her marriage, I would like to read this caption that she posted that shows how much the Chad and Tyrone she thought would stick around just used her and pumped and dumped her. Let's read. Going from wifey to single to girlfriend to situationship to...
This is great. Going from wifey to single. So she's laying out here what she thought was going to happen. The girlfriend. Well, this is what actually happened, actually. I think what she actually thought would happen was she'd go from wifey to single to girlfriend of a Chad to wife of a Chad. At 38, to situationship.
Single. I don't know how to be alone. I was a good wife. I was a good girlfriend. I crave the companionship and closeness relationship brings. No, ma'am. You were not a good wife, and you were not a good girlfriend. This woman doesn't even realize that she is the common denominator in all her failed relationships. And we can all see who is the real problem here, because all she is good for now is a quick pump and dump. Let's watch her second divorce regret clip.
I think you'd have to be desperate to pump and dump this. She's very chunky. I mean, she's not globulous fat, but she's fat. I don't know.
Okay. Things I miss about being married, number 3.
Didn't we already watch this?
Accountability? Encouragement. I think that whenever you have friends as an adult, you may lack the accountability on the like goals that you have mentioned that you want to do. I mean, I have friends that check in on me, but...
What goals? I mean, you're married. You're a woman. Shouldn't your goals be have babies, take care of your husband, encourage him? She sounds like the man. She wants all the encouragement and wants to be have all these goals, which are obviously goals that exist outside of a marriage. Nothing about kids or raising a good family or raising good kids, producing people, little humans that'll grow up to be big human adults that'll... make the world a better place. No, she's got all these man goals.
As far as, like, if I set a goal, if I have my spouse,
I bet you set a goal to put the fork down, honey. How about that?
I feel like they would keep me accountable and...
Well, apparently your husband didn't. That sure doesn't sound like it.
...task. And then encouragement whenever...
Well, of course, she married a beta male, so he probably put her on a pedestal, right? Yeah, which is why she left. Yeah, that's why she got with him in the first place. Ooh, she was told, that's what I want. That's what I should want. That's a good man. Oh, he gonna take care of me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but unfortunately, no butterflies there.
I feel really down. Instead of having to call somebody to get them to check on me, a spouse is there. And is there to encourage you.
Right, they're there for you because you're a big giant narcissist. Notice, meanwhile, we don't hear anything about what she brings to the table, right, and what she's willing to be providing for him. And by the way, wouldn't you, as a wife, as a spouse yourself, get pleasure and enjoyment out of the quid pro quo of a relationship? He gives, you give, but I don't hear anything about what she gives. It's all about giving to her.
So it sucks to have to call somebody to encourage me. Does that make sense?
When you look into how modern women really think, you see a pattern. All you actually hear are what you can do for them and almost never what they can do for you. The only thing you will hear them saying is that they have so much...
I haven't watched this video, by the way. So him and I are coming to the same conclusions. Wisdom is, after all, universal.
love to give. I mean, what does that even mean? Love is an action word. If you do not bring more value into the life of the person you are with, then you do not love them. The worst part is that these modern...
Well, I think you got to get more out of it. Like, if having somebody in your life doesn't enhance it, why would they be there? I mean, I would agree with that. I'm not going to have something that doesn't provide me with anything that's useless, right? It's just like an anchor weighing me down, which is, it's your modern woman, right?
Women only realize your value once you are no more in their lives. And still, they want the benefits of the value you provide in their lives without them doing anything in return.
Yep.
That is why...
It's called having your cake and eat it too. And we call that a cake eater. So this chick is a cake eater, like most modern broads.
Some women try to stay in touch with you even after...
And we can tell she eats a lot of cake.
After breaking up with you. Fellas, never stay in contact with a woman that breaks up with you. You have to cut all ties with her. I will show you a clip of this woman trying to stay in touch with her ex-husband because she realizes now how valuable he really is.
Yeah, I bet he's moved on. He's not interested. I wonder if they had kids, by the way.
Get out.
Genuine question.
Yikes. Is it just me or is she, this must be much later? She looks like she put on weight. She's eating more cake, I guess. Doesn't like it too much. But she keeps eating it.
Be friends with the ex. Like, does there have to be that break where you're not together and you don't talk to each other?
Yeah, it's called divorce, dummy. If you didn't want that, why'd you divorce him? That makes no sense.
Or can you just transition to friends?
Fellas, I will just cut this short.
Didn't she just say that you're friends when you're married and you want to stay? So she essentially wants to have a relationship with him after the fact? You've left him? Why don't you just admit you were wrong? Why don't you just admit, I screwed up, I effed up, I made a mistake, I want to get back with him. Instead of all these manipulation tactics where you try to weasel your way back into his life by trying to, connect and form some kind of friendship and eventually, weasel your way back in and get back with him. Why don't you just admit you were wrong? Because women can't do that, right? It's all about manipulation tactics, right? They'll never, ever, 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 ever admit they screwed up because that would give you too much power. So she hasn't changed. She wants to get back into a relationship with this simp and maintain the very same dynamic that did not fulfill her. But oh, now she might appreciate it because she realizes what she lost. No, it would be exactly the same. In fact, it would be even worse because he would have taken her back. So in her eyes, he'd be even more of a doormat. So she'd treat him even worse than she did before and appreciate him less, even though she supposedly now appreciates all the wonderful things that he brought to her life. Yeah, things. Yeah.
Listen to me properly. Do not be friend with a girl that broke up with you. Full stop. All she will be doing is use you as an emotional tampon. These types of women just want all the glory with absolutely no responsibility. These are the types of women that will always put the blame on you no matter what. They always expect so much from you while giving little to nothing back. I will prove that to you on this last clip we are going to watch, where she thinks that her divorce has made her a better parent.
Well, they have nothing to give back because they don't have any virtue. And their looks are gone. I mean, look at this picture. No makeup. There she is in all her glory. That's the truth, guys. Curdled milk, baby. But they have no virtues, right? The reason she's not talking about what she brings to the table is because it was never even a consideration. And even now, it's not a consideration.
I mean, how can you be a better parent when you don't even know how to be alone, as she herself admitted before?
Right. If you're going to be in a relationship with somebody else, you have to be comfortable being by yourself. In fact, you have to be just fine, happy, content, and have no problem living the rest of your life alone. It doesn't bring you down. It doesn't depress you. Imagining that shouldn't bother you at all. If it does, then there's something you haven't addressed. There's some issue. There's some problem within yourself. The only way you're going to be happy with someone else is if you're already happy with yourself and being alone with yourself.
Just watch.
I know you may not believe me, but my divorce has made me a better parent.
That's called coping. This is her trying to get back with her husband. She's probably told him about her TikTok and said, yeah, I'm making TikToks now. I have a whole series of stuff. Here's my TikTok. And now she's trying to play the pick-me dance for her ex-husband. She figures he's watching, so now she's trying to chameleon her way back into his life. And it'd be a simp to fall for it. This is pure manipulation tactics right here.
And it may not be like this for everyone, but for me, the mental and emotional energy that I was spending on my relationship with my spouse was draining the life from me and my capacity for my children.
And so she does have kids. See, you broke up, and she has more than one. You broke up a marriage when you have kids, and for what? Because she hasn't used the abuse word. She was just bored. Yeah. I was bored!
So now, I think we're 3 years out.
This is 3 years post-divorce? Oh my God! Lady, you need to move on.
3 years. Oh no, it's 4 years since leaving, and then 3 years from being out of the, you know, free of the marriage.
So that explains it. So she left at 34, right? Kind of right about the time she'd be hitting the wall, but maybe not quite. Still had attention from men. Got a lot of validation. Making her TikToks, making her videos. Plenty of simps are showing up. So it gives her the erroneous impression that she still has value in the sexual marketplace. No, honey. They're just simps. Like your husband. Who you don't want! Oh, but now you want it. Yeah, to pay the bills.
I can say, like, I'm a better mom. I'm a better mom for it. So.
No, you're not. You're a single mom. That automatically makes you a worse mom. Why do you think the prisons are filled up with the kids of single moms? Just being a single mom makes you a worse mom, you idiot!
If you're struggling with your decisions and what you
cope.
Should do,
cope.
Understand that.
Cope! What the hell does being liberated from a marriage? By the way, I wasn't aware that marriage was slavery, but of course she uses the word freedom, so she saw marriage as slavery, so we know she's an effinist. And, yeah, just pure cope.
And this is why majority of mom...
And what the hell does that have to do with being a better mom? I'm a better mom because I no longer have a husband? I decided to break up my marriage because I was bored. And now that I'm no longer bored because I'm doing so many other things other than being a mom, I'm a much better mom. What?
Modern relationships fail. You literally have unstable women like this lady over here giving advice to other women so that they can all be miserable in numbers. Yeah. These modern women just want the freedom to do whatever they want, yep, whenever they want, and with...
Cake eater, yeah.
Whomever they want. Well, freedom comes with a lot of responsibilities. But these women don't really care about responsibilities.
And consequences as well. Equally positive and negative, but they don't want the negative ones. No. And of course, simps make it so that they don't really have to experience those consequences until they hit the wall.
Because they are used to getting bailed out of their bad decisions their entire life. Fellas, always remember that you are all alone in this life. No one will come to save you if you fail.
Yeah, there ain't no safety net for a man. Ain't no welfare state government cheddar safety net, WIC, EBT card, whatever they call them, food stamps these days, rental assistance, domestic violence shelter for men. Ain't none of that waiting out there for you, okay?
So in every decision that you take, just know that you are your own savior. And above all, don't forget to keep your head up, focus on your goals, and everything else will follow.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Goals. You hear a woman talking about goals. She's married and has kids, and she's talking about goals other than raising good children. That's not somebody you want to be married to. But there you go. From HL, Talk That Thought. Always like his compilations. He does a good job of swimming through the garbage, detritus, that is TikTok, so I don't have to. So thank you, HL, Talk That Thought. So let me know what you think of this woman in the comment section. Is she strong, powerful? You go, girl, boss, babe, woman. And is that why she's, divorced her husband? Or did she make the right decision? Because, you know, choosing to be a single mom makes you a better mom. Yeah, let me know what you think in the comments. Yeah, like and subscribe, and maybe consider, if you could, making a donation to my GoFundMe. Had a recent health scare. Well, I nearly died. Spent a month in the hospital. So you could donate to my GoFundMe. I'd greatly appreciate it. Anyhow, I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.